In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Do you still get your credit card statement via snail mail? Many of you do, and some of you would even be willing to pay for it.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Your credit card statement, something you apparently still want to get in your mailbox. I'm John Wardock, and this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. CreditCards.com has been looking at this very issue, financial statements in paper form, and whether consumers still like getting them. Joining us is Matt Schultz. He's a senior analyst at CreditCards.com. So, Matt, what did you find?
Well, what we found was that 93 million American credit card holders are still getting financial statements through their snail mail, and about 43 million think that that is the only way they want to get their monthly financial statements. And in this digital day and age, it's pretty amazing that that many Americans are kind of using the old-fashioned route. So I guess old habits die hard.
To what do you attribute this? Is there a sense of security of having a piece of paper literally in front of you?
That was really part of the main reason why people wanted to get paper, is simply that they like to get those actual physical pieces of paper for record keeping. They want to stash it in their file cabinet and hold on to it for future reference. And the other main reason is that it serves as a reminder that that credit card bill has to be paid. Because if all you get is an email notification regarding a bill that has to be paid, it's a whole lot easier to miss and skip over those than it is to just ignore that physical piece of paper that you got.
Especially in this day and age where we seem to get hit with emails left and right, hour after hour.
Exactly. It's a whole lot easier to send a scammy email than it is to fake somebody's actual statement. So in that way, a lot of times, emails from folks just get ignored.
Did you look into age differences? Did a certain age group prefer the financial statements over other age groups?
Yeah, generally speaking, the older you are, the more likely you are to prefer paper, which probably isn't too surprising, given all of the all that's been written and talked about with millennials and their preference towards all things digital.
You also found that some folks would actually be willing to pay for a piece of paper showing their credit card information.
Yeah, for folks who are getting their paper financial statements in the mail, about half of them said that they wouldn't mind paying for the paper statements, which is pretty amazing. And frankly, it's probably pretty good news for the banks, because I would imagine that the cost of sending out all of those paper statements and the postage is not an inconsequential cost.
I would imagine maybe at some point in the not-so-distant future, banks would actually provide this service and charge a small fee.
I think it's entirely possible that we'll start seeing more and more banks charging for these paper statements, simply because they want to defray the cost of these paper statements being sent out.
Now, as a senior analyst who follows the credit card industry, are you concerned that people still prefer to get paper, and doesn't that raise the risk of people raiding mailboxes and stealing your key financial information?
There are a lot of risks involved with financial statements, whether they're sent through snail mail or through email. But the most important thing, I think, for people to remember is that if you are only checking your credit card statement or your bank statement once a month, you're probably not being diligent enough, because credit card fraud and ID theft are very, very common, and your best bet for protecting yourself is to check those online accounts at least once a week and making sure that nothing is out of the ordinary.
And in your research doing this survey, did you find any parts of the country more inclined to receive, want to receive paper than others?
Yeah, we found that Midwesterners were the most likely to prefer getting their financial statements in the mail, more so than any other region in the country. And I don't know if maybe that's about Midwesterners being more traditional or more practical, but it's certainly an interesting data point.
He's Matt Schultz. He's a senior industry analyst at creditcards.com. Matt, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to this podcast. We'd love to hear from you. You can write us podcasts@dowjones.com. Let us know where you listen, how you listen, how often you listen, and is there a financial topic you want us to cover? Let us know. Again, that's podcasts@dowjones.com. I'm John Werdock, and this has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Enjoy all our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now the Google Play Music app.